I want you to take out your success journal right now, and I want you to use these 7 distinctions to give yourself a financial checkup. See if there's any place where you're wounded, where you need to heal yourself and quick. How do you do it? Start with 1. Ask yourself specifically, what are some of the beliefs that I have that are probably keeping me from increasing my personal wealth, from attracting financial abundance? What are the beliefs I've got about that that are probably holding me back, making me feel like, oh God, that wouldn't be right? What are they? And identify them. Question 2. Remember we said the reason people don't succeed, they don't make having financial abundance a must. Financial survival is a must, but not abundance. So ask yourself the question, do I have a specific amount of money that I have selected that is well beyond my bare necessities, something that would represent massive financial abundance that I absolutely am committed to having, that I have made a must? And if not, you need to design that number, and you need to get yourself to make it important enough that you will make this happen no matter what. 3, do I have an effective strategy to build my wealth and to absolutely achieve those goals and surpass them? If the answer is no, I want you to commit to do something today to find out more. Write somebody, call somebody, talk to somebody, and find out what are some initial steps you can get to master your finances. Don't put it off even one day. This is critical. 4, practice what we're talking about here. Get yourself, once you have the plan, analyze. Have you in the past gotten yourself to follow through consistently? If the answer is no, please use what you're learning here on how to get yourself to follow through, to use your personal power, and just do a little bit each day, just like we're doing here. We're taking things a little step at a time each day, but each day builds on the day before. Give yourself that benefit. Question 5, what do you need to learn so that you can make the financial decisions in your life with good input? But what do you need to learn about taxes, etc.? And actually make a list of the things you don't understand and go find someone who can give you those answers. 6, gosh, I'm giving you a lot of work here, aren't I? I've gotten carried away here, but this is an important subject, and I want to make sure this gets handled for you, because I see so many people that have such a great life emotionally and mentally in their family, and I see them in so much pain because they just haven't handled their money. It's so insane. You know, you've got to handle this thing. I hope I've gotten through to you on this. And I've given you a lot of homework. Just do it, okay? All right. 6, just write yourself a sentence or two that makes it really clear why you're going to continue to follow through, even when you start to succeed, where you won't get caught up in going, well, I'm doing pretty good, where you'll keep a financial vigil. Don't do what I did. You know, I had to learn the hard way. Learn the easy way. Pay attention to your finances consistently. Don't just, you know, get comfortable and allow things to dwindle or give up the power to somebody else. And finally, 7, develop a belief within yourself. And when I say this as homework, I'm asking you to develop or write a belief that'll support you. But if I was going to tell you what it is for me, develop a belief within yourself that no matter whatever happens financially, that who you are personally is much bigger than anything that could ever happen to you financially, bigger than anything that could happen to our economy. Get clear that finances is not the game of life, but it's one of them. And the reason I stressed it strongly with enthusiasm is because I think it's the one that most people concentrate on least and creates the most amount of pain. Because getting in a relationship, most of us figure out how to deal with. Getting a chance to handle our physical body, there are a zillion books on dieting, everybody's trying one next week. But how many people really spend the same amount of focus on their finances? We know the answer. Again, 95% of the United States at age 65 is either dead broke or dead. You don't want to be one of these people. So let's make sure that this is a brand new beginning for you. Let's make sure that today you take some new action. And one more thing I don't want to leave out, and that is one of the greatest ways to become wealthy instantaneously is to understand the essence of real wealth. And that is, I had the privilege of interviewing Sir John Templeton several times, and I asked him, what does it take to be wealthy? And John's response was, gratitude. I thought, wow. He said, yes, Tony. He said, think about it. How many people you know have an immense amount of money, but they're emotionally poor? They live in worry. They live in fear. They're angry all the time. He said, when you are grateful, it doesn't matter how much money you have. When you're grateful, you're rich. And no matter how much money you have, when you're not grateful, you're poor. I thought, how true. And so let me tell you a way that I use to keep that gratitude, because I have the unique privilege in my life now where I don't ever have to work another day of my life. It's an amazing feeling. so that you only do things because you're passionate about them, because you love them, because it taps into your six human needs. You start to feel like you can really contribute and grow and make a difference. Because I had the experience very young of the stress of not doing well financially for my family. I'm talking about when I was a child. And we had a Thanksgiving where someone came and delivered food to our home. And my father was upset by it because he felt insulted. But I'll tell you what came out of it for me was unbelievable gratitude and the desire to give something back. And it's a big part of what's driven me ever since. And so one of the things I started doing when I was 18, I didn't really have any money, but I said, I want to give back. So I went out on Thanksgiving. Instead of just eating turkey, I just said what I'd do is I would go out and I would be grateful. And the way to do that for me was Thanksgiving was to give thanks, to actually give back to others. So I went and fed three families. Actually, I had two families the first Thanksgiving, and then it became three for several years. And I went as the delivery boy so I wouldn't be insulting to them. And it was the most incredibly rich experience for me because it reminded me, number one, that I was capable of not just taking care of myself, but taking care of other people too. It reminded me of what the best parts of me were, and it made my life feel like it came full circle. And that's grown, as you might guess, over the years as I became more successful. I got my friends involved, and then many years ago, I created the Anthony Robbins Foundation, and now we feed 125,000 people in 65 cities in the United States and Canada, and now there are programs overseas as well. So my point is, I want to invite you, no matter how tough a situation you think you're in, remember someone else is doing worse. Someone's in a tougher place. Your worst nightmare financially is someone else's greatest dream, especially if you travel to other countries in the world. So one great way to change your financial consciousness, if you would, to change this old patterns, these old associations, is go do something. Go do something in the next 3 or 4 days for someone you don't know. Go do something where you give, even if you feel like you got nothing to give. Give of your time, give of your energy, give of your money. Because when you do that, you teach your brain that there's more than enough. And that'll start to make you feel grateful. It'll make you feel like you're contributing. And that'll make as big a change as any other form of neuroassociative work you could ever go about. So really, don't just think about this. Go do it. Go do something. Either go and work just for an hour at an old folks home, or go and talk to somebody who wants a friend. Or go and commit a small amount of money, no matter how tiny you think it is, and make a difference to something you believe in. Or take your kids and go down to the shelter and just spend an hour feeding people. You know, do something good. And I think you'll begin to feel like, hey, you know, I deserve to do well. And I'll tell you one other belief I have, one final one. I used to struggle so much with doing well financially, and I'd sabotage it and so forth, till one day I thought, you know what? Receiving is evidence you've given consistently. If you're receiving a lot, it's not luck. It's sowing and reaping. And if you keep sowing good seeds, you're going to reap. But you know what? Sometimes you sow good seeds, but because of your mentality of mixed associations, you basically don't reap. You just let the new fruit, the new value, the new benefits are available to you. You don't notice them, so they die on the vine. You've got to make this change. When you do, your life not only will change, but all the people around you that you can touch can change. Because you remember something. You cannot give that which you do not have. You can't give money if you don't have it. You can't give time if you don't have it. And if you get this area handled called abundance, the richness of your life just jumps. And you'll find that all this is synergistic. When you do well in finances, if you've worked on the other things we've talked about already, you're going to get some real synergy, some real momentum, and everything gets better. So please take this seriously. Focus on this. And if you're looking for tools, like you say, okay, Tony, I've made the mental change. You know, how do I go about making this work? Well, then let me give you a commercial. You know, come to Wealth Mastery. I mean, I know I'm sounding like I'm promoting it. It's because I guess I am, because I really believe in it from my heart and soul. We got people from 42 countries who come together. Some are incredibly wealthy. Some have to borrow the money to come to the program. And we not only change our mental consciousness around money, we show you flat how to earn more than you ever have in your life, and then how to keep it, and then how to invest it, and then how to enjoy it. You go, teach me the first ones, Tony. I can figure out the last one, right? But really, how to enjoy it by giving and using it effectively, and how to protect it. So in this litigious society, somebody doesn't come and take what you've earned. And how to create a plan from wherever you are today to where you're truly financially independent, where you never have to think about money again, where you don't ever work a day of your life except because you want to, not because you have to. And that's really what we teach there. So I haven't held anything back on this tape, as you probably have noticed. But I want to plant that seed because there's nothing like spending 6 days and nights with 29 multimillionaires and a billionaire and have them tell you how you do it. Because, you know, they show you, see, man, if that guy can do this, If I can see this guy over here who started with zero and a trash can, and he built Hawaiian Tropics, and they're doing hundreds of million dollars a year, and he didn't have any business background and any training, just like me, maybe I can make enough to pay my lousy bills. Maybe I can have more money instead of more month at the end of the money, you know? Maybe I can make a shift in that area of my life. And I just want you to have that. So whether you get it from me or somewhere else, get it. And if you're looking for investment advice, there's so many choices around. So, and then you leave with your own computerized plan on how to achieve your goals based on your goals, not what someone else has laid out for you. So anyway, I'm giving you a bit of a commercial here, but all I'm trying to say to you is two things. Get a plan. If not with me, get a plan somewhere. Change your associations. And one of the most powerful ways to do that, besides everything else we've talked about, is contribute. Go do something for other people. Just prove to yourself there's more than enough. That's what changes people's lives. So I say to you, if you say you don't have the money to go help somebody, you can't afford not to. You can help somebody. And then the minute you do this, the minute you reach down deep, you find a way to do for someone else or do for yourself, but especially when you find a way to do for someone else, you teach your brain there's more than enough. And that's what a lesson I want you to get from this tape. I want you to change it. I want you to see that wealth is abundance, and abundance usually causes more of the best of us to come out. Remember, money will make of you more of who you are, and if you're good, it'll give you more to be good with. So let this day be a brand new beginning for you. Take some action today that shows that what we've been talking about is real for you. Go out and do something unique for someone else, or make an investment in yourself, or make an investment, or go get a plan, but do something. So your brain starts to say, hey, he or she means it. They're going to follow through this time. Let's get some momentum, because little actions, a phone call, a book, a tape, a seminar, an action, something will get you on a roll. So make it a day of new birth in the financial realm, a new dawning of your financial stability and your financial power, and let yourself start to become a role model for the people around you of what abundance is, mental, emotional, social, physical, spiritual, and financial. That's really my message to you. Go through those seven questions. Take a real good look, eliminate the wounds, and let's move forward. And when you come back tomorrow, what we're going to do is we're going to deal with what I consider to be the final barrier to most people doing well financially in the long term. Because some people start to do well and then they sabotage it. So take my challenge today. Mark this day as the beginning of your ultimate financial freedom and have some fun with it. Enjoy the process. So until tomorrow, let's expand our minds. Let's attract all the money you deserve. Let's move our life to a brand new level. And most importantly, let's live with passion. You've got to have a certain level of finances that you must be at. And if you ever vary, you've got to do something about it immediately. Otherwise, you get caught up in the current of Niagara that we talk. Otherwise, you get caught up in what we call Niagara's current, right? Where day to day, you just get caught up in making a living and doing things and putting things off, and it doesn't happen. So that's key number two. We may have to edit this. I've gone in a circle here. So you pay attention to this section, okay? The third key element to wealth and the third wealth wound. Okay, the third wealth wound thing I hear.
17 minutes.
It's like I'm putting my whole book here on the tape. This is great.
Yeah, transcribe it. Need a good editor, though.
Got anybody in mind?
Oh, yeah.
Like, as soon as I came up with that title, that's how my brain works. Like, once I got a frame, I came up with these seven things, like, whammo. That's what I did on this. And I just all of a sudden sat down on a computer. I was like, boom, what are they? Boom, boom, boom. I knew exactly what they were in syntax immediately.
It's just like a melody comes. Same thing. It's just like music.
Is it? That's interesting.
It's like a train. When the caboose comes, you know it. Cut it in and print it. It's a little repetitive, but I didn't think you were looping.
Well, I think it's too repetitive. So in the second one, I would cut it a little bit. Wherever
I can fix it.
Okay. Let's see.
Need to maintain some good faith with the title, How to Condition Yourself. Are you going to deal with that in the last 12 here?
Can't we change the title?
Well,
I'd like to call it Wealth Wounds. The seven reasons why most people don't succeed financially. I think that would grab people. I think it was on the TV show and everything else. That would be more powerful than just how to condition yourself for wealth.
I don't think so. As a title, without the whole thing, I think it would lose impact. How to condition yourself for wealth is leading me in the direction.
Okay. I've got an affirmation that I've got at the end that I'm going to do, and I'll tie it into that. And I was also going to have them come up with ideas. It's like I'm kind of, you know, how to do this in a self-sabotage thing. I'm not quite, I don't know. Let me run with it. I'll see where I go.
Yeah, because this will segue right into it if you want to anytime.
Yeah, potentially. What we may do, too, is just have these two go together some way. You know, like, say, pretend it's tomorrow. I don't know. I'll figure it out. How do you make money in the first place? I don't know, maybe I do this with a vehicle. Let me see here. What if I tell them there are seven strategies that I've come up with so far, and then I tell them six, and at the end I say, I can't tell you number seven, because I can't tell you number seven because I got to make some money and you got to buy my book.
It's a little thin. You could almost get away with it if anybody could.
The reason is because I'd like to change these numbers a little bit, and it's not coming out to seven exactly.
You're dangerously close to being viewed as a wise-ass anyway, so...
Oh, I don't want to do that, though. I got to be careful of that.
I mean, so far you've been totally charming, and we are well ahead of the marketplace because of it.
Well, listen to these little anchors he's delivering here. Boy, why don't you get subtle?
I'm not known for that.
Yes, I noticed. Okay, let's see here. How many minutes have I been going, by the way?
Well, we've got a lot of retakes up to 30, and I didn't start my watch. I'm estimating about 21 net.
21?
Okay, something like that.
I gotta hurry. Okay, no plan. Failure to consistently follow plan. Relying on experts. Getting comfortable. Number seven, well, guess what? I'm not sure which one that is yet. I have to wait and see.
That's it?
After
Trust
all,
internal guidance?
No, I don't mean that. I'm thinking what I'd say to them. Number seven. What's the number seventh wealth one? Write me and tell me what it is. I'm doing research still. Like that better?
No.
Well, thanks a lot, John.
I'm also known for my directness.
Yeah, really?
So are you.
Oh, come on, John. I'm not direct. I beat around the bush when I communicate.
That's what's so refreshing.
Yeah.
I want you to continue doing that.
So let me figure this out here. Being overwhelmed. Okay, well, I've got a seventh one, so.
They're strong. This is really solid content.
Great.